All right, Rabbosai, good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Chof Gimel, big daf today, Baruch Hashem. We're going to pick up on the bottom of Chof Beis, Amud Beis. Last line of the Gemara. So let's remember again, we spoke out, actually, you know what, let's just take a quick look at the Mishnah again. The Mishnah said, Akol k'sher lichtov es haget. Everyone is kosher to read a get. Everyone is kosher to write a get. Afilu chiresh shota v'katan. Even a cheresh, a deaf mute, shota is a person who's deranged. Katan is a minor. Ha'isha koseva says gita. A woman is able to go ahead and write her own get. Va'ish kosev shovro, and the man can write the receipts for ksuva payment. Shein kiyom haget ela b'chosamav, because the upholding of the get is only accomplished ultimately through the signators. So says the Gemara. Excuse me. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara asks the following. The Gemara says, how could it be, look at Rashi, how could it be that these individuals, the Cheresh, Shota, and Katan, are permitted to write a get? After all, again, the assumption is they lack mental capacity. If they lack mental capacity, how could they write the get? Amar Rav Huna says, V'hu shahaya god top of Chav Gimel. V'hu shahaya gadol omeid al gabav. That's a very interesting statement. That says Rav Huna, this is assuming that there is a Jewish adult male who is standing over them, instructing them what to do. Look at Rashi. And the gadol is saying to them, "Ksov letzorech ploni," that go ahead and write the get for the purpose or for this particular man and this particular woman. And Vikasav Rav Huna Masnis and Rabbi Lazar he debay ksiva l'shma. V'seifa dekamar shein kiumaget ala b'chosamav. Hainu edei misira. Derav gittin imsar mifnei achasumin. Then Rabbi says, listen to this. So therefore, the Rav Huna is suggesting that we paskin like Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, edei misira karsi, which means that the effectiveness of the get is governed by the people who witness the giving over of the get from husband to wife or from shliach to wife. And therefore, the ksiva must be done l'shma. How do you ensure that the ksiva, the writing of the get, is done l'shma? You have a Jewish male standing over these individuals and telling them what they need to have in mind at the time that they are writing the get. So if that's the case, I will say that works. And therefore, again, that all you need is a Jewish male to be standing over the individual writing the get. And as long as the Jewish man tells the writer, this is what you have to have in mind when writing the get, that the get is kosher, so then why can't the Gentile write the get as well? Let the Gentile write the get and have the Yisrael stand on top of him, you know, stand over him, tell him what he has to have in mind, and let the get be kosher. Maybe you'll say, you're right, it does work. It's not true. But yet again, we learned that a Gentile who writes a get, it's possible. To which the Gemara says, oh, I'll tell you why. Ovid kochavim ledaite denaf she'avid. This is actually a fascinating statement. An ovid kochavim, a Gentile, he goes according to his own reasoning. Meaning, he goes according to his own thoughts. Now, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Ledaite denaf she'avid. The hagadol hu v'yesh baldas. Va'af api sheze omer lo kein shema hu gamar b'libo l'shem acher. Aval katan in baldas ela l'mash sheze mitzaveh. This is amazing. The Gemara makes the distinction between someone who has no das versus someone who has his own das. So someone who has his own das, I will say, bless you, someone who has his own das, just because there's a Yisrael standing over him, telling him, have in mind for this man and this woman, that's no guarantee that's what? That's the das that he has. As opposed to the Gemara says, a cheresh shota v'katan, who have no das. So interesting enough, the Gemara posits that if someone has no das, and you tell them the das that they're supposed to have, that lemaisa, they'll have the right das, and therefore the get could be kosher. So it sounds like a katan ovi kacham, although we're going to disqualify ovi kacham for another reason. But using this logic, the answer would be yes. But somebody who has his own das, just because you tell him to have something in mind, is absolutely no guarantee that he's actually going to have that in mind. Hando amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman then went ahead and said, he retracted. Lav milsehi da'amri. Rav Nachman said, that which we just said before is incorrect. Rashi says, Lav milsihi da'amri, elame ata ovi kochavim v'yisrael omeid, da'hav esfirli de'pasol, vaday kosherhu, va'afidu ein Yisrael omeid al gabav. Rabbi said, now Rav Nachman does a 180. And Rav Nachman says, come to think of it, I think that that ovi kochavim who writes a get should be kosher. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Since our Mishnah explicitly said that Oved Kochavim, actually it's not this Mishnah, it's the next Mishnah. Since the next Mishnah explicitly said that Oved Kochavim can't be a shaliach to deliver the get, Mechlad Deleinyin Ksiva Kashin. I will say what Rav Nachman, the reason Rav Nachman does a 180 is the following. This Mishnah that we just read on Chav Beis Amud Beis that talks about who's eligible to write a get makes no mention of a Gentile. It doesn't talk about it one way or the other. The next Mishnah, which you're going to see in just a few lines, discusses who's eligible to be a Shaliach. And in that Mishnah, the Mishnah explicitly says that Ovei Kochavim can't be a Shaliach. So Rav Nachman wants to suggest the fact that the next Mishnah explicitly disqualifies Ovei Kochavim and our Mishnah doesn't even discuss an Ovei Kochavim seems to indicate that what? That an Ovei Kochavim should be fit to go ahead and write the get. Ay, v'hatanyo, Ovei Kochavim apostle. But what about the fact that we learned in a brisa that a Ovid Kochavim is not permitted to write the get? Hahi Rebbe Lazar hi da'amar edim misira karsi. Uba inon ksiva l'shma. Oh, well, so remember, as you see, all roads lead back to Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Meir. So the Gemara says, you're right. According to Rebbe Lazar, who holds edim misira karsi, who hold that it's the witnesses who witness the delivery of the get that create the effectiveness of the get. Remember, according to Rabbi Lazar, the ksiva, the writing of the get, has to be the shema. Rabbi say everyone will agree that if the writing of the get has to be the shema, then what? Then an Ovei Kochavim can't do it. Right, which is logical, because everyone is agreeing that Ovei Kochavim can't do the shema. See, if you say so, just want to be clear. Remember, I meant to actually mention this yesterday, just as an aside. The pasuk says a kasa of law, and the Gemara darshins that a get has to be written law lishma for the sake of the woman. The machlokis Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir is what part of the get has to be lishma. According to Rabbi Lazar, who holds that edim misira karsi, that it's the witnesses who sign on the get to create the effectiveness of the get, he holds the actual writing of the get, the text of the get itself, has to be lishma. According to Rabbi Meir, it's edi chasima karsi, that's the signatures of the witnesses that create the effectiveness of the get, it's the signatures of the witnesses that have to be lishma. So according to Rabbi Meir, for example, the actual text of the get need not be lishma. Just the signatures have to be lishma. According to Rabbi Lazar, the actual writing of the get has to be lishma. So therefore, the Gemara says like this, Rav Nachman wants to suggest that an Ovei Kochavim, a non-Jew, is fit to go ahead and write a get. One second. Because the Mishnah doesn't make any mention of an Ovei Kochavim. But one second. What about the fact that I have a brice that says that an Ovei Kochavim can't write a get? No problem. That price reflects the view of Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar holds Edi Mesira Karsi, the witnesses who see the giving over of the get create the effectiveness of the get, in which case the get must be, the text of the get must be written in the Shema. If it has to be written in the Shema, then certainly, an Ovid Kochavim can't do it. So the Gemara says, V'ha vada Ovid Kochavim adaita denafshi al-Kavid. And about to say, everybody agrees that an Ovid Kochavim is incapable of producing something the Shema because we don't know at the end of the day what his true intent is. Amrav Nachman, Omer Hayu Rabbi Meir, but one second, Rabbi Meir used to say, Afilo Matzao Ba'ashpa, Afilo Matzao Ba'ashpa, Chasma V'nasna La'kasher. So Rabbi Meir said, and there's another interesting case, let's say you found a get in the garbage dump. And Rabbi said, it just happens to be that what? That Reuven finds the get, and Reuven's married to Leah, and the get was written for a guy named Reuven, who's divorcing his wife named Leah. Figure chaperein over here, right? Why not? The get is perfectly good. He wants to use it. So the mayor said that halacha lemaisa you can use it, which also makes sense. Why? Because the mayor holds edi chasima karsi. The witnesses who sign on the get are the ones who create the effectiveness of the get. Therefore, what must be done the shema? The signing of the witness, signature of the witnesses. The ksiva need not be the shema. So even if he finds a get that someone else threw out, right? Another Reuven in town was going to divorce his wife Leah. He decided against it, threw out the get. Reuven number two finds the get, figures, you know what, why let a good get go to waste? Goes out, gets the get, has Edim sign on it, lishmat kasher. To which the Gemara says, Eisvei Rava Rav Nachman. So Rava is the kasha to Rav Nachman. The kasav la lishma. So basically the pasuk says, as we just mentioned before, the kasav la, you shall write the get for her lishma. It has to be for the sake of this man and the sake of this woman. My love, ksiva saget. Does this not refer to the actual writing of the get? And therefore, again, Rav Nachman, how can you say that a Ovid Kochavim is permitted to write the get? To which the Gemara says, lo, chasima seidim. To which Rav Nachman, we'll say, Rav Nachman essentially is saying, look, I am a chassid of Rabbi Meir, and I hold Edi Chasima Karsi. And if you hold Edi Chasima Karsi, then what? Then anyone could write the get, even who? Even a Ovid Kochavim, because the writing of the get need not be lishma. Eisvei, Rava, another kasha. Rav Nachman, kol get shenichtav shelo lishum isha pasul, any get that was not written for the sake of the particular woman being divorced is pasul. Ema, so we'll say, so isn't that, so remember, Rav is asking Kashan Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman, what do you see from here? That a get has to be written lishma. To which Rav Nachman will respond, Ema shenichtav shelo lishum isha pasul. You could just as easily read that price as referring to what? A get that was signed not for the sake of this woman. Eisvei, another kasha, we'll say, all we're trying to do over here is the following. Rav Nachman came out to the Shita and he said that I think that even a Gentile could write a get. Rav will say, how can you say a Gentile could write a get? Very simple. If you hold like Rabbi Meir, Edi Chasima Karsi, only the signatures of the witnesses must be done lishma. The rest of the writing of the get, Nina Bilesh Rav will say, you should understand, in Rav Meir's model, by the way, Gittin become exponentially easier, right? Because that means I go into the Sfarim store and they've got a whole catalog of Gittin, and I just say, you know, I need a Ruvain Leah, you know, and suddenly again, even if they leave out maybe you have to leave out the place where ultimately the location of the get. But Lamaise, again, you could pretty much create a pro forma document. So again, so Rav Nachman is saying, I hold like that, and if you hold like that, then Ovid Kochavim ultimately could write the get as well. So the Gemara is just constantly challenging this position. So Eisvei, another kasha, kishu kosval, kilu kosval lishma. When he writes the get, he must write it lishma. My love, kishu kosval the Torah lishma, kilu kosval the Torah lishma. Is the price not saying that? Also, remember, I don't need the whole get to be written lishma, but rather once you write the Torah. Remember, we spoke about this yesterday. Torah and Tofes, or Sunday. Torah and Tofes. Torah is the couple specific part of the get. Names, location, date. Tofis is the, actually Seth told me the technical term is the mumbo jumbo, right, of the document, right? The pro forma part of the document, which is the same in every single get. So isn't the Brisa saying that as long as you write the Torah Lishma, it's as if you wrote the Tofes Lishma? But Abba said, what do you see? You see that you actually at least have to go ahead and write the Tofes Lishma. To which Abba says, so this is a kasha on Rav Nachman, because you see that the text of the get has to be written Lishma. To which the Gemara says, lo, kishahu chosmo Lishma, kilu kosva Lishma. No, the way the Brisa can be read is once you sign it Lishma, it's as if you've written Lishma. V'baisim, the other possibility is, Hani mas nisin money. Rabbi Elazar he da amar edim esira karsi. So we'll say the other possibility is, whose opinion is reflected in these brisos? These brisos reflect the view of Rabbi Elazar. Hold edim esira karsi. And again, as we said before, if you hold edim esira karsi, if you hold that the witnesses who see the giving over of the get create the effectiveness of the get, that tells me that what? That the get itself must be written Lishma. For Rabbi Huda amar Shmuel, v'hu sheshir makum toref. And Rabbi Huda's name of Shmuel, that what? Rash, look at Rashi for just a moment. Rabbi Huda says, "V'hu sheshir chireish shote v'katan makom toref." So Rabbi Huda says, now the Gemara wants to suggest the following. So if you hold, let's go back for just a moment. If you hold, like Rav Nachman suggests, that the Mishnah reflects the view, of Rabbi Meir, of Edei Chasima Karsi, right? The witnesses who sign and they get must sign the Shema, but the rest of the get need not be the Shema. Then the Mishnah makes perfect sense. Why? Because Lamaisa, again, that's why a Cheresh, Shota, Vikatan, even an Ovid Kochavim could write a get. Why? Because the ksiva itself need not be the Shema. Only the signatures have to be the Shema. The Gemara now is suggesting is that the Mishnah could even reflect the view of Rabbi Elazar. Remember, Rabbi Elazar holds Eidei Mesira Karsi. If you hold Eidei Mesira Karsi, the witness is to see the giving over of the get, create the effectiveness of the get. That means the ksiva must be done the Shema. But if the ksiva must be done the Shema, then how can you say that a cheri shot of a cotton who write a get, that the get is kosher? The Gemara says, I'll tell you how. What the Mishnah is telling me is like this. If the cheri shot of a cotton wrote the toface, but did not write the toref, and someone else who's a bar das wrote the toref, then what? Then the get will be kosher. In other words, we'll both say, if the Mishnah is telling me, according to Belazar, that if the cheri shot of a cotton, the people who lack das, just write the generic parts of the document, it's fine. The only part that really has to be the Shema, even according to Belazar, is what? Is the names, is meaning is the couple specific information. So the Mishnah could be talking about a case of where, again, you have someone who lacked das, who wrote the get, but as long as that individual is only writing the non-couple-specific part of the get, it's absolutely fine. And the Mishnah could even reflect the view of Rabbi Elazar. For Rabbi Zveika and Rabbi Yochanan, Ein HaTorah. Suppose listen to this. Rabbi Zveika is saying to Rabbi Yochanan, this Ein HaTorah means we are not going to listen to this ruling. My Ein HaTorah, what does that mean, Ein HaTorah? Amar Rabbi Abba kan hodi acha she'ein koach lishma. Both say, take a look at Rashi. Kan hodi acha. But Mishnah saying, which says, zilzalu b'ksiv hazgin, Hodi'acha she'in shum koach l'shma b'ksiva ela b'chasima. So we'll say, interestingly enough, Rabbi Zreika, same name of Rabbi Yochanan, you're missing the point of the Mishnah. The whole point of this Mishnah, the clear message of this Mishnah is that the get itself need not be written l'shma. We'll say, this Mishnah is a mefurish proof for who? A mefurish proof for Rabbi Elazar. For Rabbi Meir, that Eidei Chasima Karsi tells me that the witnesses who sign on the get are the ones who create the effectiveness of the get. And any attempt to make anything out of this Mishnah, anything else out of this Mishnah, is false. He says again, "My Ein HaTorah, Amar Rabbi Abba, Kano Diachashen Koach Lishma." For Rabbi Meir, he da Amar Eidei Chasima Karsi. And I both say again, clearly, the Mishnah is reflecting the view of Rabbi Meir who holds Eidei Mesira Karsi. And therefore, the only thing that has to be the Shema is what? Is the actual signatures of the witnesses. Rabbi Barachan saying Rabbi Yochanan that the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Elazar. I see the Gemara says Amaroi Ninu Vali with Rabbi Yochanan. So we'll say bottom line is we have a machlokes as to the authorship of the Mishnah. So bottom line, the Mishnah could be read in one of two ways. The Mishnah could reflect the view of Rabbi Meir that Eidei Chasima Karsi. And if you hold that Eidei Chasima Karsi, the witnesses who sign on the get are the ones who create the effectiveness of the get, then what? Then it is not the writing of the get does not have to be lishma, only the signing. If that's the case, Shavuot said, then what? Then who could write a get? Who could write a get? Anyone. Pretty much anyone. Cheresh, Shota, Katan, and even an Ovid Kochavim, even a non-Jew. That's one version of what the Mishnah is talking about. The other possibility is that, no, the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds Eidei Mesira Karsi, but one second, if Rabbi Elazar holds Eidei Mesira Karsi, then the Ksiva has to be the Shema. If the Ksiva has to be the Shema, then how could the Mishnah say that a Cheresh, Shota, the Katan are kosher to write it, to which the Gemara will answer what? What does it mean when we say these individuals could write the Get? They could write the Tophis, but they can't write the Torah. So bottom line, the Gemara says, the Mishnah could ultimately be understood in one of two ways. Now, we'll say, how do we paskin? So listen to this. So the Shulchan Aruch, this is in Evan HaEzer, Kuf Chaf Gimel. I'll just read this to you quickly. So Kuf Chaf Gimel. So listen to this. Hakol Kshem Lichtov As HaGet. This is Kuf Chaf Gimel Aleph. Everyone is kosher to write a get. Chutz Mechamisha. With the exception of five people. And they are Kusi, who we'll talk about, Eved, who we'll talk about, for our purposes, Cheresh Shota the Katan. So we'll both say the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that a Cheresh Shota the Katan are not permitted to go ahead and write a get. Afilu Aisha Ba'atzma im Amr La Abba Lichtova Yachol Lichtov. So we'll say even the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that a woman is permitted to go ahead and write the get. So Cheresh Shota the Katan, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins are not permitted to write the get. But we'll say, listen to this. However, Kasaf HaGet Echad Ne'elu HaChamisha Eino Get Af HaPisha Chasmu Bo HaEidim K'sherim V'Nimtzor La B'K'sherim. So Rabbah say, if one of these people, let's say a Chiri Shotev, a Kadin, wrote the get, so the Shulchan Aruch says, the get is not kosher, even if kosher witnesses signed on the get, with one exception. Beshekasav hatoref, avalim lo kasav ela atofes, v'niyoch makom hatoref, shumakom ha'ish v'ish v'azman, hari at muteres l'chol adam, v'kasav ha'pikeach ha'gadol Yisrael l'shmo, hari is it get kosher. Wow. Listen to this, Rabosai. So first of all, you already begin to see how we're going to paskin lahalacha. We're actually going to paskin like both. We're going to see. Rabosai, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if a cheri shot of a cotton wrote a get, under certain circumstances, it could be kosher. So remember, halacha l'maisa, cheri shot of a cotton can't write a get. But if they only wrote the tofes, but did not write the toref, and a gadol, a Jewish adult, wrote the toref, and wrote it l'shma, for the sake of this man and the sake of this woman, then what? What's the halacha? The get is kosher. So first of all, again, Abba say, you already begin to see in the halacha, which is that the ksiv itself must be the shema. The ksiv, that's how we're going to, I don't want to ruin the surprise, because we'll get to the sugya, but that's how we're going to paskin, that the ksiv itself must be done the shema. But interesting enough, what we're going to see is that it's not the ksiva in its totality, right? It could be that bidi eved lechatchila the entire get should be written l'shma, but bidi eved as long as the toref is written l'shma, that is going to seem to be enough. Mishnah hakok sherin lahavi es aget. We'll say next sugya. Everyone is kosher to bring a get. Everyone is kosher to bring a get. Chutz, this is to be a shaliach. To be a shaliach. Chutz, with the exception of chutz mecheri shot of a cotton, v'suma. So I will say, except a cheri shot of a cotton, deaf, mute, deranged person, or a minor, suma is a blind person, obed kol chavim, a Gentile, ki bel hakatan. So I will say, listen to this case, ki bel hakatan, the higdil. So listen to this. Let's say a husband made a katan, a shaliach, to bring his wife the get. And then what happens? As he's on the way, mazel tov, he becomes a bar mitzvah. Or cheresh v'nispakach, or I will say the husband gave the get to a cheresh, a deaf mute, to be able to go and deliver the get. And Baruch Hashem, the cheresh is healed during the course of the shlichus. Or suma v'nispatach, or someone was blind. So the husband gave the get to a blind shaliach, and then ultimately he regained his sight. Then or shota v'nistapa, or husband gave the get to someone who was a shota, but then Baruch Hashem he became normal. Or Oved Kochavim in his Gayer, or the husband gave the get to a Shaliach who is a Gentile, and Baruch Hashem, before he delivered the get, he converted. In all of these cases, Rabosai Pasol. All of these cases, the Shlichos does work. Rabosai makes sense. Why? Because there's no Shlichos. Remember again, the validity of a Shlichos is determined at the moment that the Shlichos is forged. If at the time that the Shlichos is created, there is no din of Shlichos, then even if the person's status changes at some point in time, the Shlichos doesn't kick in afterwards. Aval, listen to this. Aval, pikeach v'nischarish v'chazer v'nispakach. But also listen to this. If the husband gave the get to a guy and he was normal, and then he became a deaf mute, but then Baruch Hashem, he was healed afterwards, or Pasuach v'nistama v'chaza v'nispatach, or Rabbi says somebody had sight, then they became blind, and then they regained their sight. This is all, by the way, between the time that the shalichos began and before ultimately he delivered the get to the wife. All of this happened over this time. Or Shafoi v'nishtata v'chaza v'nistapa, or Rabbi says somebody was quote-unquote normal. Then he became deranged. And then Baruch Hashem, he regained his normalcy afterwards. So Rabbi says, in all of those cases, kosher. In all of those cases, the shlichos will work. How so? Zeha klal, kosher tchilasa v'sofa bedas kosher. Rabbi says, as long as what? As long as the beginning and the end of the shlichos started bedas, with proper meaning that the shaliach had das, then the shlichos is good. So the Rebbe says, it's actually a very interesting klal, which is that the Mishnah saying is the following. As long as the shlichos was created with someone who is capable of executing the shlichos, and as long as the shlichos ended with that bless you, with that person being capable of the shlichos, bless you, even if in between the status of the individual changed, the shlichos still remains intact. Says the Gemara, Bishla Mechiri Shota V'Katan Delav B'nei Deha Ninhu. So I'll say, listen to this. I understand why Chirish, Shota, and Katan cannot be the Shaliach to go ahead and deliver the get. I understand that. Why? Because they don't have Das. I understand. Oviko Chavan Nami Delav Baratiruhu. I also understand why an Akum can't be can't be an agent. Why? Because we both say the lav baratira. If you look at Rashi, the lav baratira, who is the first white line in Rashi, de'in lohen kiddushin ve'in gitin noagin b'hem u'bemidi de'lenafshi lo chazi lo matzi le'ma'avet le'ma'avet shlichos sachrina. Well, it's very important to say, which we're going to explore a little bit more, which is you can't be a shaliach for something that you yourself don't have a stake in. So the idea is something that you yourself cannot do for yourself, you can't do. You can't be a shaliach for someone else. That's the Gemara's suggestion. Now we'll discuss that in greater detail. But therefore, again, because in Akum, because a non-Jew has nothing to do with Gittin and Kiddushin, therefore he can't serve as a shaliach for a Jew for this process as well. I'm sorry? A woman is shaliach in Gittin and Kiddushin. Right? Yeah. So we're going to discuss. So the Gemara says, the answer, of course, is yes, because remember, she's not excluded in the list. Remember, the Mishnah says, I call everybody's kosher, and then it just gives the exceptions. So the Gemara says, Elo suma amai lo, but why can't a suma, why can't a blind person serve as a shaliach? Rabbi said, a blind person is chayiv in gittin in kiddushin, so why can't he serve as a shaliach? Rav Sheish says, Lefi she'ini yodeh mi minot lo ula minot no. Well, there's, Rabbi says, a simple reason, which is that a blind person doesn't know who he's getting the get from and who he's giving the get to, which is a problem in shlichus. Maskif la Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says that can't be why. Listen to this: Heich suma mutter biishto. Because Rav Yosef, if that's the case, how is a suma ever? How is a blind person ever permitted to have relations with his wife? Right? Again, how does he know that the woman he's having relations with is really his wife? And Rav Yosef, look what the Gemara asks. Like, ask Kashi even stronger: Heich bnei adam mutarim b'nishosein balayla. Rav Yosef, how is a man permitted to have relations with his wife literally in the middle of the night? Meaning also, you have to understand, before the age, ultimately, again, of artificial light. So when it's pitch black, it's pitch black. So how does a man know that the woman he's having relations with is his wife? So the Gemara says, Ella bitavias eina dekala. But I will say, rather, what is it? There's voice recognition. That even if you can't see someone, at the end of the day, you recognize their voice. Hachanami bitavias eina dekala. So I don't understand. So why can't they say the same thing? That as long as the Summa recognizes the voice. So it could be, you're right, it could be that he can't deliver a get in every case, but at least where he recognizes the voices of the husband and wife, let him go ahead and be the shaliach for the get. Amar Rav Yosef, what's the case? Ha'cha b'chutz la'aretz askinan. Rav Yosef, we're talking over here in chutz la'aretz. Therefore, what? Deboi l'mir afar nechtap u'befanei nechtam v'lo matzi l'meymar. Oh, Rav Yosef, what's the case here? We're talking about a case that's being, a get that's being taken from chutz la'aretz Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, what does the shaliach have to say with the get from chutz la'aretz Eretz Yisrael? Befanei nechtav u'befanei nechtam. It was written in front of me. It was signed in front of me. And what? And obviously the Summa, the blind person, cannot go ahead and say this. But if that's the case, if the Shaliach had sight and then became blind, he should be fit to deliver the get. Why? Because since he had sight, he's able to say what? So the Gemara says, that should be good. But one second, but the Mishnah said, Pasuach v'nistama v'chazer v'nispatach kasher. But yet the Mishnah said, if he had sight, and then he became blind, and then he regained his sight, he's a kasher witness, he's a kasher shaliach, but chazer v'nispatach in, lo chazer v'nispatach lo. So what do you see from here? You see from here that it's only if after he lost his sight, he regained it, that he's kasher. But apparently if he had sight at the beginning of the shlichus, and then lost his sight, but never regained the sight, he would not be fit for the shlichus. To which the Gemara says, lo, it's not true. Even if a shaliach had sight and then lost the sight, he would still be kosher to deliver the get, even from chutz la'aretz Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because he could still say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Hu adin af agav b'lo chazav v'nispatach. In reality, if a shaliach had sight, and then lost his sight, he could still go ahead and deliver the get. The Gemara says, "Va'aydi diktani shafoy v'nishtata v'chazav v'nishtafa." So, but since the Mishnah had to talk about the case that the guy who was normal and then became deranged and then became normal again, time the chazav v'nishtafa, halo chazav v'nishtafa lo. But in that case, he can only be a shaliach if he regains his normalcy. Therefore, the Mishnah to preserve symmetry said, Tana nami pasuach v'nestama v'chazev v'nespatach. Therefore, the Mishnah just preserved the symmetry and said the same thing about the case of the guy who became blind. That he had sight, he became blind, and then he regained his sight. That's the case where he could be the Shabbat Rabosai. But Lamaisa, again, what the Gemara is telling me is what? That as long as he had sight at the beginning of the Shlichus, and therefore, again, he's able to say b'fanei nechtam v'b'fanei nechtam, even if he goes blind and does not regain his sight, he is still fit to be a shaliach. So Amar Avashi, Avashi, Deken Ami Diktani, the truth is you can be medayik this in the Mishnah as well. Zeha Klal, the Mishnah said, this is the principle, Kol Shetchilaso V'Sofo B'Das Kosher. We'll say the Mishnah said that as long as the shaliach has das in the beginning of the shlichos and at the end of the shlichos, he's kosher. Velo katani koshe tchilasa v'sofa b'kashrus kosher. We'll say here this distinction. You see, the Mishnah Dafka said the most important thing is that a shaliach has das at the beginning and the end of the shlichos. So Rabosai, it doesn't say kashrus. In other words, Rabosai, again, to ask a blind man, to ask a blind guy to go out and be the shaliach from the beginning, that you can't do. Especially if we're setting this up as a case of chutzar tzeretzra. Why? Because he can't say farnechtam farnechtam. But as long as he is able to say it from the beginning, farnechtam farnechtam, then what? Even if he subsequently loses his sight, he is still going to be kosher. Why, Rabosai? Because even once he lost his sight, he still what? He still has das. So what's the Gemara says, Shema Mina. Indeed, see from this, that halacha lemaisa, what Rabosai, that as long as, he had sight at the beginning, even if he subsequently loses the sight afterwards, he is still kosher to go ahead and deliver the get. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Ami, Eved Maushi asa shliach lekabel get ishim ad baila. We'll say, isn't Eved capable of going ahead and receiving the get? We'll say, the Gemara is asking a very specific question over here. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Maushi asa shliach, second to last line in Rashi, leisha Eved shal ka'al, the Maushi asa shliach, we'll say, here's the shayla. Could a woman appoint someone else's eved to be her shliach lekabbalah? Remember again, shliach lekabbalah means a woman appoints a shaliach to receive the get on her behalf. Now, the chap with the shliach lekabbalah, we'll say, is what? That once the shaliach receives the get, the woman is what? The woman is migresh, she's divorced. See, here's the shayla we're asking. So we'll call her Leah. Leah has an next-door neighbor, Shimon. Shimon has an Eved Kanani. Leah wants to say, listen, Eved Kanani, do me a favor. Be my shliach lekabbalah. My husband Reuven is going to give me a get. Can you please go and receive the get from Reuven on my behalf? And you're my shaliach, you're my extension of me. As soon as you receive it, ultimately, again, I will be divorced. Rashi says, "Lekabel get miad baylo v'tehei migureshes as bekabelah son." And Rashi points out, by the way, it doesn't make a difference. It happens to be the Gemara is phrasing the question over here as the woman appointing the shliach lekabelah, but it's the same question if the husband were to appoint the eved to be the shliach leholacha, to be the shliach to deliver the get. Rashi just points out, it just happens to be, this is how the kasha was raised in the Beis Medrash. So you understand, the question over here is not about a woman. The question over here is about appointing an eved, someone else's eved, to be a shaliach. Does that work or not? So again, it happens to me, we're asking, from a woman's perspective, appointing the shaliach to be a shaliach for Kabbalah, but it's the same question asking that from the husband asking to be a shaliach laholacha. To which the Gemara says, So the Gemara says over here, the fact that the Mishnah says that an Oved Kochavim, that an Akum, a non-Jew, can't be a Shaliach. That's our Mishnah Rabosai. From the fact that the Mishnah says disqualifies a Gentile, the what? Michlal Amud Beis, Michlal de Eved Kasher. So we'll say, the Gemara does something very interesting over here. Remember, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said everyone is Kasher to be a Shaliach for the get, Chutz, and again, the Mishnah lists the people who are not kosher. And who it lists a Gentile, but it does not list who? Doesn't list an Eved. So therefore, I could infer from that, Michlal, the Eved kosher. So also I could infer from the fact that the Eved is not included in the list of exclusions in the Mishnah, that an Eved is in fact kosher to serve as a shaliach. Rashi says over here, Michlal, the Eved kosher. V'chi heichi, the kosher, the haval, the oshliach, the iskarish. Kach kosher la kabbalah. We'll say now, we assume, by the way, whoever's kosher to be the husband's agent to transport the get will also be kosher to what? Be the wife's agent to receive the get. Because shlichos is shlichos is shlichos. So Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein ha'eved na'as ha'shliach l'kabel get isha miyad baila. No, not true. So also Rabbi Yochanan says it's incorrect. The halacha is an eved cannot become a shaliach for a woman to receive her get from her husband. Why? Lefi she'ina b'toras gitin v'kidushin. Because Rabbi say, and this Rashi alluded to in the beginning, because l'maisa, again, you can't be a shaliach for something that you do not have a part in. In other words, Rabbi say, what does that mean? That in order to be, you can only be a shaliach for something that technically you yourself have an obligation. I'm not using the right words, you understand what I mean. So I'll use it, you can only be a shaliach for something that you have a... that you participated. Good. Something that technically you participated. Something that you are shaykh to. But something that you are not shaykh to, by definition, you can't be a shaliach. In other words, something that you can't do for yourself, this is really a better way to say it, something you can't do for yourself, you can't do for someone else. And we're gonna see, by the way, we're going to see where we see that concept from. Therefore, the Gemara suggests, actually, Rabbi Yochanan suggests, that because an Eved is not Shaykh in Gittin Vikidushin, therefore again, he cannot go ahead and serve as a Shaliach on behalf of someone else. And also remember, this Rabbi Yochanan is phrasing this, that he can't be a Shaliach like Kabbalah. But again, as I said before, there's no distinction between Shaliach like Kabbalah, Shaliach like Holocha. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, because this is not something, an Inyan, an area in life that he participates in, therefore by definition, he can't be a Shaliach. So maskif Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar says, let me get this straight. Taima b'milsa delese. Now what you're telling me is, the reason that an Oved Kochavim, see now I've got an Eved, the reason an Eved can't go ahead and serve as a Shaliach is because he doesn't participate in this area of life, right? He's not shaykh to it, he has no stake in it. So what you're telling me then is, ha b'milse di'ise kosher. So using that logic, therefore what? If you could identify an area that an Eved is shaykh to, then what? Then an Eved should be able to serve as a shaliach on behalf of a Yisrael. Meaning, if this logic is true, that you're telling me an Eved can't be a shaliach for Gittin because an Eved does not participate in this particular area of law, and if you don't participate in this area, you can't be a shaliach, so therefore, any area that an Eved does participate in, he should be able to serve as a shaliach on behalf of a Yisrael. Okay, so let's test this out. V'ha ovei kochavim v'kusi. When it comes to a Gentile and a Kusi, the Isnu, you have to understand something. Rabbi Lazar is understanding that Rabbi Yochanan is espousing a principle in Shlichus. Not just in Eved, a din in Shlichus. That what Shlichus, you could only serve as a Shaliach when you are Shaykh, when you participate in this particular area, something that you could do for yourself, you could do for someone else. That's a principle in Shlichus. So what Rav Elazar is doing is, he's challenging the principle. But he's challenging the principle not through Eved. You're going to see he's challenging the principle through Akum. So watch this. So let's take Ovi Kochavim and Kusi. The Isnu B'Toras Truma. So the Nafshar, it's actually very interesting that a Gentile and a Kusi are both Shaykh in the realm of Trumas and Maestras. We'll say, what does that mean? This is really very interesting. Ha'ovid kochavim v'akusi shatamu mishalahem trumasim truma. Well, so listen to this. If you have a non-Jew, let's leave aside the kusi for now. If you have a non-Jew who lives in Eretz Yisrael and separates out trumos and maestros from his crops, so we'll say that designation is valid. And therefore we'll say, what does that mean? That truma must be given to a kohen. Now look at Rashi for just a moment. Shetamu shalahen trumas and truma v'asur lezarim. So we'll say, so now I have Joe the Gentile who lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he decides to separate a truma from his crop. That truma is a valid designation. The Bar will say, now what's the logic behind that? The savar ein kinyan la'ovid kochavim be'eretz Yisrael la'afkia mikedushas ma'isirat. So we'll say it's an amazing thing. So because this opinion paskins that there is no such thing as Gentile ownership in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, we'll say, what does it mean there's no such thing as Gentile ownership? Non-Jews own land in Eretz Yisrael. It means that non-Jewish ownership of land in Eretz Yisrael does not remove kedushas ha'aretz. does not remove the sanctity of the lamp. But so you should just know this is exceptionally important because this is the number one argument against heter mechira. Right? Heter mechira is predicated on the idea that when you sell Jewish land to non-Jews, the kedusha of the land is removed, and therefore, for Shemitah purposes, the land does not have kedusha, the produce does not have kedusha shvius. So the opponents of heter mechira say incorrect. Again, it's a machlokas in halacha. It literally is a machlokas in halacha. But just so you understand, this is it. This is the number one argument. You can sell to as many Gentiles as you want. The land of Israel is the land of Israel, and no one controls its kedusha except the Ribono Shel Olam. So the fact that a non-Jew owns it at the end of the day, it's still chayiv and shvius. Okay, and even back to this. So again, let's analyze this. This is really amazing. So you could have a situation where you have a non-Jew. Imagine this. You have a non-Jew separating out Truma, and the Gemara is telling me that the designation is in fact a proper designation. However, now what do you see from that? You see from that that a Gentile is subject to the laws of Truma. In other words, that a Gentile, an Akum is Shaykh in Truma. And yet, Utnan Obekochavim Shetaram Es Yisrael Afilu Birshus in Truma So Truma. What does the Mishnah say? That if a non-Jew goes ahead and tithes the produce of the Jew, Afilu Birshuso, right? Even with the Rishus, meaning that the Jew appoints the non-Jew as a shaliach to go ahead and tithe his produce, we'll say, what's the halacha? Ain't Truma So Truma. Doesn't work. There's no shlichos. So what do you see from here? You see from here that apparently, again, even if you are shaykh in something, that you can't necessarily be a shaliach. So Rabbi Elazar is challenging Rabbi Yochanan's thesis, to which the Gemara says, no. My taima, lav mishum dechsev atem, gam atem. Ma'atem Yisrael, af shulchachem Yisrael. But it could very well be that it's a special gzeres akasev by Truma. And maybe by Truma, since the pasuk says, gam atem, also you. So we dash in from there. There's the extra word gamatem. Ma'atem Yisrael af shluchachem Yisrael. There's the Rosh Gzeres HaKasav by Truma. Since it says the extra word gamatem, gamatem ultimately teaches me that just as you are Jews, so too your agents for Truma separation must also be Jews. Amridei Rabbi Yanai lo. Ma'atem b'nei bris, ashluchachem b'nei bris. Maybe not. But you're able to say the drasha is like this. Gamatem comes to teach you that just as you are circumcised, so too your agents for truma separation must also be circumcised. Now who does that include? So that will exclude a Gentile, but who will it include? It will include an Eved. Right, because in Eved, remember again, is circumcised. There's a circumcision, l'shem avdus, and therefore, technically speaking, he should be able to go ahead and serve as a shaliach to separate out the truma. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein ha'eved na'asa shliach l'kabel get isha miyad baila. So again, remember, so far, what we have over here is we still have Rabbi Yochanan's principle, and Rabbi Yochanan's principle is you could only be a shaliach for something that you could technically participate in, only in a process that you are subject to. But if you're not subject to that process, you can't be a shaliach. Therefore, using that logic, an eved and by extension an akum cannot be a shaliach for gittin and kiddushin. Truma seems to be its own unique zera sakas, so that even though again an akum does have ishayich to truma, but because of gam atem teaches me that only people just like me can go ahead and be my shaliach ultimately for trumas and maestros. Fine. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan said an eved cannot be a shaliach on behalf of a woman to receive the gift from her husband. Why? Lafi she'eno b'toras gittin v'kiddushin. Why? Because as we said before, because Lamaisa, he is not shayach. He does not participate in the realm of Gittin and Kiddushin, and therefore he cannot be a shayach. He could only be a shaliach for something that you participate in. V'afa pi sheshaninu hare'at shivcha uvoladech ben chorin. Abose, this is actually very interesting. Even though we spoke about the case, Abose, well, let's say a person has a maidservant, and he says to his maidservant, you are my shivcha, but your offspring, your child, vladech, your child that you're pregnant with, or I should say, vladech, your offspring will be free. Im haisa obra, if she was pregnant, zach salo, Rabbi says she acquires the document of emancipation on behalf of her unborn child. So the Gemara says, ma'im haisa obra zach salo, what does that mean? If she was pregnant, she acquires the document on behalf of her unborn child. So the Gemara says, ki asir of Shmuel bar Yehuda amar, Rabbi Yochanan tarti amar. We're really saying two things. Number one, nirim dvarim, sha'eved mekabel get lechavero. So nirim dvarim, Sha eved mekabel get lechavero miyad rabo shel chavero, aval lo miyad rabo shelo. So we'll say there are two things ultimately that we are finding over here. Number one, this is actually quite interesting. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Rabbi Yochanan Tarti Amar, Chadihi deget isha. So first of all, say number one. We learn two things. Number one, what Rabbi Yochanan said before, namely that an eved is not able to go ahead and become a shaliach for the woman to go ahead and receive the get, or for that matter, for a man to deliver the get. That's number one. Number two, what we also learn is she'eved mekabel get lechaveiro miyad rabo shel chaveiro, that one eved could receive the document of emancipation on behalf of his friend from his friend's master, avalo miyad rabo shelo. But Rabbo say he can't. One eved cannot receive. An eved cannot receive the document of emancipation, his own document of emancipation, from his own master. Look at Rashi. Rashi is miyad Rabbo shelo she'in Rabbo shelo dechevan de eved isay b'torah shichro shliach nai masiyar. Let's listen to this. In other words, one eved can become the shaliach of another eved to receive the first one's document of emancipation. Why, Rabbo say? Because what's the law of shlichus? Anything that you are shayich to, you could do a shliach for someone else. So since an eved is shayich in get shichrur, get document of emancipation, he could serve as a shaliach to receive the get shichrur for his fellow eved from the hands of the other eved's master. But he can't go ahead and receive his own get. Rashi says, "Avalom yad rabo shalom im shtem shel ish echad." So we'll say, listen to this. But if both servants belong to the same master, then what? One Eved cannot receive it on behalf of his fellow Eved. Rashi says over here, because why? Diyad Eved kiad rabo dami. Because we'll say in that case, it's like the master handing the Eved from one hand. No, let me clarify this again. We'll say what the Gemara is saying is like this. If you have two Avadim, if they belong to different masters, so Eved A could receive the get shikr on behalf of Eved B from Eved B's master. Why? Because since Eved A is shaykh to the laws of get shikr, therefore, again, if you're shaykh in something, you could be a shaliach for it. But if A and B belong to the same master, then A can't receive the get shikr on behalf of B because it's not really transferring from a domain. It's like the adon taking the get from one hand, from one of his hands, and just putting it in the other hand. That is different, Rashi says, that when an adon emancipates his own slave, because Rabbi says, as we're going to see, when an adon emancipates his own slave, we have a concept of gito viyado boin ka'achas, simultaneity, that his get and his hands, he retakes himself and he receives the get in one fell swoop. And if a person will whisper to you and say, one second, we learned, that one second, also we have a case. What's the case? The case over here is, you see that an eved can receive a get from their own master on behalf of another entity owned by the same master. What's that case, Rabbi Osai? If a maidservant is pregnant and the master gives her a get shichr on behalf of who? On behalf of her unborn child, that she can receive that get. So what do you see from here? That even if you have two servants owned by the same master, one could receive the get on behalf of the other. If somebody tells you that, Amr lo, say to him, Shnei gidol adar pirish ha'davar, two great people already explained this, Rabbi Zeir of Shul Bar Yitzchak, Chad Amar Hamani, Rebihi, Damra Meshachar Chatzi Av Dokana. So first of all, they'll tell you this reflexive view of Rebbe. What does Rebbe say? That one who emancipates half an Eved, Kana. I will say, it's actually very interesting. If you emancipate half an Eved, that Eved acquires his half. We're going to discuss these cases in much greater detail, but a concept of you could emancipate half an Eved. The Eved acquires that half of himself. The Chad Amar, my time with Rebbe Baha, Kasavar Ubar Yerech Imohu, V'na'ase Kimisha Hikna La'acha Me'evere. So must listen to this. If you take these two concepts and join them together, if you hold that you can emancipate half an Eved, and if you hold that what? That a Uber, a fetus, is considered to be like a limb of the mother, therefore again, when the master goes ahead and tells the maidservant, I am hereby emancipating your fetus, your unborn child, the mother could receive the get, we'll call it the get shikhar. Why? Because it says if part of her is being emancipated, and again, halacha lemaisa, this particular opinion holds that partial emancipation of an eved actually works. We'll say bottom line for our purposes. Again, we're gonna really stop here because it's late. But just I just want to tell you the halacha lemaisa over here. So what is the din? What is the din by avadim for shlichus? So the Shulchan Aruch again in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph. This is all in Evan Ezer Kuf Mem Aleph Lamed Aleph. says the following: Hakol Kshir Mushlichus Aget. Everyone is kosher to bring a get. Bein the Kabbalah, bein the Holocha. Whether you're taking it or whether you're receiving it. Echad Ish ve'echad Isha. Men, women. Chutz. Mecherish Shotev ve'katan. Eved ve'nochri. So we'll say, Cherish Shotev ve'katan. Eved, a non-Jew, a slave. Nochri, a non-Jew. Again, Halacha l'maisa. Again, all of these cases, the people are not fit to serve as shluchim. Rabbi say, and again, why not an Eved? Why not an Akum? For the reason we espoused over here. Because Halacha l'maisa, you can only be a shaliach for something that you are personally shayach in, shayach to. You can only serve as a shaliach for something that you yourself could participate in. We'll stop over here and pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow, Mirat Sasha.